Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It. You're not the same as anyone here, but we can take it. We're short or brown or round or we're queer. I've got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spontaneity Shop presents Global Pillage, the comedy panel show starring you, the hive mind of the audience.
Trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I've got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Mark Hodge on keyboard. I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we pillage the globe for hysterical facts about Homo sapiens and all their weird kinks, interesting idioms, and quirky, adorable ways that we fuck up the environment and economy for future generations. To do this, we've invited those who can loll about the tragedy the most, comedians! Please welcome, on my right, playing for Flatpak Wombats, Olaf Falafel and Sarah Bonetto!
Hello!
And on my left, playing for Jamstani, Bilal Zafar and Tanya Moore. So, Sarah Bonetto, why are you called the Flatpak Wombats?
Because it is a mix of our Scandinavian and Australian roots, and also I like that if you've truly driven around the outback in Australia, you know that Flatpak Wombats is sort of like, it sounds a bit like the roadkill you often see on the highways.
And you need an Allen key to really tighten the back up.
Wow, that's a sad answer.
And if there's a piece missing, you never quite get it right.
That's a sad answer coming from a vegetarian. Which leads me on to, how are you diverse?
I am vegetarian. That's smooth. We should work together, Deborah. Mm. Oh, we are. I am Sarah Bonetto. I am a comedian, a lady. I am a vegetarian. I am a foreigner from faraway lands where you sent us. And then we came back.
Olaf Falafel, how are you diverse?
I'm Olaf Falafel. I'm diverse because I'm half Swedish, half Danish, half Norwegian. And my favourite dishwasher tablets are Finnish. Hey!
Jamstani, could you please tell me why you called yourself Jamstani?
Can you guess? Is it quite obvious?
Hive mind, this is your first question. Can you guess?
Yes.
Yes? Good. Yes, yeah. The answer is yes, and you are correct. 5 points.
Yeah. Jamaican and Pakistani heritage.
It does sound delicious, Jamstani.
Sounds nice. Mm-hmm. So that helps.
Bilal, yep. How are you diverse?
Very nice brown skin. I don't like to talk about it, but... Pakistani parents. I've always lived in East London, though. Very tanned, actually. I'm not usually this colour.
Have you been abroad?
No, I went to a cricket match, like, 3 months ago. England-Pakistan at Lord's, I think. I was supporting Pakistan, sorry. And
3 months later?
Yeah, seriously.
You've got a turn.
If I showed you...
Deborah, it's a trap, really. Just... such thin ice.
Tanya Moore, how are you diverse?
I'm diverse. I'm a bit like Olaf. I'm half Jamaican and half Jamaican, so that makes me diverse. I was born here, though. That's pretty much it. I'm a lady, I have dreadlocks, and I enjoy Susan Sarandon, so then that's that.
I'm Deborah Frances White, and I am diverse because I am a lady person, and I am also Australian, but I found my birth family not long ago, and my biological father is from Ireland, and my biological mother is from Cornwall. Mm. So somehow, like a magnet from Australia, I found my way back to my true cultural heritage. Making sure that none of these facts are too much fun. Killing jokes like a one-man Twitter. Please welcome in Pedant's Corner, the lovable Edmund Sedgwick.
Hi. Hi, guys.
And on keyboards and all things musical, the insanely talented Mark Hodge. And Ned Sedgwick, what makes you diverse?
I am studying Ukrainian on Duolingo. So that makes me one of 223,000 people, according to Duolingo. But...
it's a very small group.
I want to...
Do you date exclusively from that pool?
No, my grandmother did say that I should go there because that's the only place where someone would be interested in me. It was quite a horrible dinner. She also said... find an orphan so you don't have to deal with in-laws, but what do you have to offer them? I said, I've got a podcast. And she said, well, that's more Deborah's than yours. And then I was really out and felt quite sad for the rest of Christmas.
This actually did happen at Christmas. I was at that dinner. That really did happen. I'm not,
good advice.
I'm not related to Ned. I used to be his nanny. But I still have to have Christmas with him. Yeah. Mark Hodge, what makes you diverse?
I'm from Brighton and I'm straight.
So not true.
I swear to God, I'm from Brighton.
That part is true. On every episode of Global Pillage, our hive mind creates a special piece of music. It's the one you're going to invent right now with Mark Hodge.
Right. Yeah, don't worry until you've heard it. We got lucky last time. So from this side, let's go. Let's have some letters. B... and F. Yeah, it's the old augmented fourth, Diabolica in music. It's both The Simpsons and West Side Story. All right, so another one. A. Right. I told you got lucky last time, didn't I? And was there a D here? See, the problem is I'm not going to be able to remember. We need another two letters.
A.
Yeah.
I like.
What are the scores, please, Ned?
Nothing.
Nice. Nice. The first round is our themes round, and today's theme is good sense of humour. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. For this round, we have compiled jokes from around the world. I will give you the setup, but can you provide the punchline? Fingers on buzzers. Okay, so in Mexico, if you were asked, what did the green grape say to the purple grape? What would the answer be?
That's racist.
That's racist. What, do you mean the joke is racist, or is that the answer? Either one. Okay, hive mind, after the teams have gone, I'll come to you. Hold that answer. What did the green grape say to the purple grape? Jamstani.
Are you also purple on the inside?
Are you also purple on the inside? That's a sort of philosophical joke. A
little bit.
Are you also purple on the inside? Flatpack Wombats.
Can you ask the question again, then I'll lead me in?
What did the green grape say to the purple grape?
Speedy Grape Zales is friends with everybody's sister. It's from the cartoons in my childhood. It can't be wrong.
I understand what it's from.
But I made it Grape Zales.
No, sure.
It's so good.
Sure.
He sounds like a TV show host. Sure. Welcome to the show. I'm Speedy Grape Zales.
Speedy Grape Zales.
What accent is okay. that?
Okay, Speedy Grape Zales.
Oh, yes, these changed nationalities. Anyway.
Okay, hive mind. What did the green grape say to the purple grape in Mexico? Yes, just shout it out.
Someone's been tanning.
Oh. So.
That's painful.
Someone's been tanning. Why are you blushing?
Oh, that's a good one.
You're looking fine.
You are looking fine. Okay, if you think it's someone's been tanning, buzz now. Why are you blushing, buzz now? You are looking fine. Okay, you've gone for the tanning. In fact, the answer is, what did the green grape say to the purple grape? Oh my God, breathe. It's not bad, Mexico.
That's actually Speedy Grape Zales' catchphrase on his sitcom.
Oh, get it.
Oh, my God, breathe.
I am going to give points for creativity, and the Hive Mind got 10 points for their tannin joke because I really like that.
Yeah. Great.
What about points for impersonations of 80s cartoons?
No, comedy accents don't really get points in this show.
In France, they say, there are two eggs in a fridge. One says to the other, hey, you're quite hairy for an egg. The other replies,
I'm a testicle.
I'm a kiwi fruit.
I'm a kiwi fruit? I'm a testicle. Okay. Jam Stunny. Two eggs in a fridge. One says to the other, you're quite hairy for an egg. The other replies,
I'm a feminist. Sorry, feminist.
I am a feminist.
Sorry.
But I really enjoyed that. Lot. That's my favourite. Okay, Hive Mind. One egg says to the other egg, you're quite hairy for an egg. The other replies,
you should see the chicken.
You should see the chicken. And
it,
yes?
This is vicious, you won't say it. Fuck it.
Fuck if. Fuck if. Good. Making use of the French. So if you think it's, you should see the chicken, buzz now. If you think it's fuck if, buzz now. In fact, our Flat Pack Wombat's had it. I am a Kiwi.
I thought it was going to be testicle.
Do you get points for your thing being funnier than Kiwi?
Yeah, I thought yours was, like, quite a good feminist joke, and then I realised that it wasn't actually feminist. It's kind of anti-feminist. So I was going to give you points because I was like, oh, it's...
What, are you saying there's something wrong with being hairy?
No.
Back away.
If you'd listen to what I'd said...
Oh, free the armpit, Ned.
Oh. By all means, mansplain feminist jokes to me, Ned. Mansplain away.
Oh, God. This is why I'm on the show right now. This is why you got...
That's why we have a white straight man in that particular seat.
Oh my God.
Because normally it's... And over to Janet.
It's good to have him there because otherwise, like, he sort of brings us back to time and stuff and takes control like a man would, like a leader. And also, otherwise we get really distracted with talking about knitting patterns and recipes.
Ned.
I thought it was a good thing.
Yeah.
But then... Other people's reactions
made you worry it was playing into a feminist stereotype that all feminists were hairy.
Yeah, it was perhaps a kind of derogatory French thing that they were going for. So I...
Whoa!
As in...
Whoa!
Tack it on up.
For the love of God.
Let's go with the first answer.
Tanya, I'm very much assuming Tanya is a feminist, so therefore it's an appropriation of a feminist stereotype. That she's repackaging, but also...
I mean, if you want me to take off this jacket, it could get very eggy right here.
Fuck earth.
I've just been...
Ned, I'm going to let you decide on the points in your own time.
I think Tom needs to step in.
No. You're stuck there for the full hour, Ned. In Lebanon, this is a joke. The priest says... My son, beer is a person's worst enemy. And the drunk replies, what? What does he say to the priest?
I love you.
Jam Stani? Priest sees a man drinking. He says, my son, beer is a person's worst enemy. And the man drinking the beer replies...
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Oh.
That's our final answer.
Yeah.
Keep your friends
really
close.
Really
keep your friends closer and your enemies closer?
I think because Lebanon has a few different religions, he'd confuse the priest for maybe an imam and say, like, I'm not in the mosque now or something.
I'm not in the mosque now.
Yeah, get off my back,
Ned,
priest.
Do you have anything to say about this? Yeah? Oh. Tanya?
Can that not be our answer, please?
Sure, you withdraw that, yeah.
If you've got anything, it will do.
I think anything will do, the words, is better than...
Okay, anything will do. Hive mind!
The Bible says to love your enemies.
The Bible says to love your enemies.
That's what we said.
That's a different expression.
That's from Die Hard.
That's different. Bible says to love your enemies. Yes, anything else? Have you seen Donald Trump?
Ooh, topical.
Oh, yeah. Okay, if you think it's have you seen Donald Trump, buzz now. And if you think it's the Bible says to love your enemies, buzz now. That is correct. The Bible says to love our enemies. And it's the end of the round.
What are the scores, please, Ned?
Jamstani and the Flatpak Wombats both have 10 points, and the Hive Mind have 20 points.
Yay!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Next round is everyone's favourite round. Yes. Idioms! What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English? Fingers on buzzers. In Romania, they say, it doesn't matter how much you stroke a snake. It doesn't matter how much you stroke a snake. Huh? Flatpak Wombats.
That means it doesn't matter how much you enjoy pleasuring yourself, just don't do it in public.
So don't wank in public is your answer. Okay, thank you, Flatpak Wombat.
You can do it in public if it's like a special beach.
Use the special beach. The famous Romanian special masturbation beach.
Things are very liberal in Scandinavia.
Yep. Scandinavia? This is Romania.
No, he's from.
Oh, you're from Scandinavia.
Yeah,
oh,
but
I see.
I think the Romanians have the wanking cove as well.
Roger, were you still here? Yes. Could you confirm that there is some kind of...
Wanking cove.
You know, the wanking cove.
Cheers, Radu. See you on the beach next year.
Jamstani. Flatpak Wombats, you got another one?
Yeah, like, there's no taming a snake. So something or someone is evil to start out with. They are... never going to come round. Watch them.
Okay. Yep. If something's evil, it's never going to change.
Yeah.
Leopard can't change a spot.
Yes.
That's right. Hive mind. A leopard can't change a spot.
Yeah.
Are we throwing to hive mind now? Okay. Leopard can't change a spot.
You can't put a
turd.
You can on certain beaches.
On the turd polishing cove.
You can't.
And then right, Radu.
You can't polish a turd. Okay. All right. So let's go for leopard can't change a spot. Buzz now. Can't polish a turd, Buzz, now. Okay, you've gone for leopard, can't change spots, and that is correct. People don't change.
Yeah.
But Sarah Bonetto did get it first, so Ned Sedgwick, you are going to have to divide up the points.
Yeah, full points to the Flat Pack Wombats, and half points for the Hive Mind.
Okay. Radu, you were here, and that was a Romanian saying, but you didn't answer.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. I'm sorry, I haven't.
It's not a Moldavian one, mate. It's a Wallachian one. So it's from Bucharest. You're from Sibiu.
Can I give my interpretation of it?
What is it, Radu?
Basically, blowjobs are on the table, handjobs are not.
Huh?
It doesn't matter how much you stroke a snake.
Yeah.
Blowjobs are on the table, but handjobs are off.
Basically, don't do handjobs.
Thank you. Yeah. We get the idea. In Wales, if you give someone a blue smile, no, Radu. What does that mean? Flat Pack Wombats.
It's an icy smile. You don't mean it at all. You're like, thanks for the Welsh cakes, idiot. I've been to Wales. I've had a Welsh cake.
Yes?
You've been kissing a Smurf.
Kissing a Smurf. Okay. Jamsani?
You feel under the weather?
Under the weather.
Yeah.
The blue smile. Okay. Hive Mind.
Putting on a brave face.
Brave face.
Cold shoulder. Autoerotic
asphyxiation. Autoerotic asphyxiation. Great.
This is why they've got such a small population in Wales.
Is that what the green grape said to the purple grape?
Okay, brave face, buzz now. Cold shoulder, buzz now. Autoerotic asphyxiation, buzz now. Sure, get behind the funny answer, I admire it. It actually means you're laughing at someone, not with them. Yes, absolutely. Basically, what Donald Trump's cabinet is going to have to be doing a lot when he makes a joke.
I'm doing the McCuntleth Comedy Festival in Wales soon, and now I understand every other year I've done that festival when they're like, oh, I just love the show, so many blue smiles. And I was like, thanks, I guess that means they all loved it. No, they were laughing
at you. It's a great name for a Welsh comedy show, though, isn't it? Blue Smile.
Yeah, it's true. They didn't.
Sarah Bonetto's Blue Smile. If you were to refer to someone in Germany as a warm shower. No, Radu. No. For the listeners at home, Radu Isaac is not on stage, but he is in the studio.
I'm also horny.
Oh, well,
Jesus.
Come on, Radu.
That's just his constant.
Thank you. In Germany, if someone called you a warm shower, what would they be accusing you of? Jamsani.
Taking the piss.
Taking the piss. Flat Pack Wombats.
You are a delight. You're an absolute delight. You're a radiant, warm shower. Bathing down over me. On a summer's day.
Do you appear to be like horrible, but actually you're quite pleasant?
You appear horrible, but you're really pleasant.
Yeah.
Takes me a while to warm up to you.
Takes me a while to warm up to you. Hive Mind. If someone called you a warm shower, what would they be saying?
Wet blanket.
You're a wet blanket.
You're not trying hard enough.
You're not trying hard enough.
It's not hot.
You're not hot. Someone asks for your phone number and you go, sorry, you're a warm shower.
That's what they said in my audience in Wales as well. You're a warm shower.
I don't know why they said that in Wales because this is German. Okay, any more?
Nice in the morning.
You're nice in the morning. Okay, if you think it's a wet blanket, Buzznow, you're not trying hard enough, Buzznow. You're just not hot, Buzznow. You're nice in the morning, Buzz, now. In fact, it means you're a bit of a coward. A coward. Why does it mean coward, though? Why can't
Because it means
this?
Someone who's not willing to have a cold shower. It's like, oh, you're a warm shower. Like, you're just called a warm shower rather than you would rather have a warm shower.
You couldn't have a cold shower.
Yeah, it's like they're a bit of a warm shower. They're a bit of a dry lunch.
That's interesting.
Although I'm really impressed by everyone's restraint by not making any jokes about the president-elect, Donald Trump.
He's not the president-elect anymore. He got inaugurated yesterday.
Where were you?
This might go out at a different time, so...
that is true. In case this goes out in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the end of the round.
What are the scores, please, Ned?
Jamstani and Flatpak Wombats both on 10 points, and the Hive Mind have 20 points.
The next round is the teams round. A member of each team has come fully prepared, like comedians always do, with a question, assuming they check their messages based on their cultural or family background. Audience, if one of you has a question for one of the teams, that would be great. So, Flatpak Wombats, do you have a question for Jamstani?
I do. Well, it's a northern Swedish saying. When someone says, he is a friend of the elk, what is he?
So if someone says you're a friend of the elk and you're in Sweden, what are they saying about
you? Are we allowed to ask a question before answering?
Well, you can ask. I don't know if it will be answered.
You can ask.
What's an elk?
That's a fair...
Would help.
A little elk.
Yeah, it's actually similar to a moose.
You're an
friend
animal?
Of an elk.
Don't know. Friend of the moose? You like friend desserts? Of an
elk. Maybe like a traitor.
A traitor?
Oh.
Yeah, something like that.
You're seedy.
A traitor. What does it mean, Arnie?
It means you're wise.
Wise? Yeah. Are elks known to be wise?
I believe so.
Is that a stereotype?
I've never met one that's wrong.
Well, we'll see. Okay.
Olek is not a friend of the elk.
Jamstani, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
So in Pakistan, the language is Urdu or Urdu. In that language, you might call someone an owl. What would you mean when you were saying that?
Okay, Hive Mind.
No, Bisha.
Bisha Kale is in the... Well, she's part of the Hive Mind. So in Urdu, they say you are...
If you were to call someone an owl.
An owl, what does it mean? Yes, up the back.
When do you want to have sex during the day?
What?
What an owl. Want to have
Hello,
sex
Hello, Radu.
Hello, Radu.
Can someone just have sex with Radu?
Want to have sex during the day? That answer is from the Hive Mind featuring Radu. Yes.
You're a night person?
A night person. Yeah, like, so we would say a night owl. Yeah. Yes?
Wise.
You cannot buzz in because it's not your...
But I have a funny answer.
Okay, what's your funny answer?
Well, it kind of combines Radu's. If the best thing about sex with an owl is no matter how you're doing it, they can maintain eye contact. Sorry.
Thank you. Worth the deviation,
but
I think.
The worst thing about having sex with an owl... is at the end when you're like, oh my God, we really connected. I just feel like I love you. And they're like, who?
Yeah. Bisha, did you have an answer?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
It means you're an idiot. All right, so if you think it means wise, buzz now. If it's someone who likes night, buzz now. Or if you think it means idiot, buzz now. Yeah, I would go with that one because Bisha seemed to know.
That's not fair.
Well, that's the nature of the Hive Mind. It was idiot. Could you say the answer?
Yeah, it's idiot.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay. Hive Mind, could you give a question to the Flatpak Wombats, please?
Hello.
Hi.
So, in Spain, some people say, don't look at the teeth to the given away horse.
Don't look at the teeth of a horse someone's given you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that mean don't look a gift horse in the mouth?
Yeah.
I mean, it literally is the same idiom.
Yeah.
It's just someone gives you a present and don't look at the wrong side of the present and say it.
Yeah.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know the idiom.
Oh, you didn't know we have the same idiom? Oh, okay. It sort of actually has made me understand the proverb, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Me too.
I've never understood it, and now I do, which is don't look at the teeth and go, oh, this, because people do look at the teeth of a horse, don't they, to see the quality of it. You've made me understand a proverb I've been saying all my life, so I really thank you for that. And it's the end of the round.
What are the scores, please, Ned?
Jamstani are in third place with 10 points.
Yay.
Flatpak Wombats in second place with 25 points. And the Hive Mind just winning with 30 points.
Oh, we could do this. We could beat the Hive Mind.
And the next round is our World War II sexting round. In World War II, lovers often sent acronyms on telegrams or letters because they were being censored. For example, Norwich meant knickers off, ready when I come home. This is the round in which we keep calm and realise our grandparents were utter filth. The teams will have 30 seconds, pen and paper, and Mark Hodge softly distracting them to solve this acronym. Tokyo. Tokyo. Someone in the hive mind's got a good one by the sound of it. And time. Flatpak Wombats, do you have anything?
Yeah, I have a tub of KY ordered.
Oh. That might be the most beautiful, poetical one we've ever had. That is really... I just want to sit that in that for be. A bit. Not well, KY. Oh.
Deborah, you can sit in my tub of KY anytime.
You can score points for creativity in this round. Sarah Bonetto, do you have anything?
Tell Officer Ken yells orgasm.
I'm not quite sure I understand it, but it does sound rude, which is the point. Jamstani?
I've got take off knickers, you owl.
Oh. And we know what Al means where you come from.
Yeah. I've got turnover, K, you're old.
Oh. Hive mind.
Take off knickers, you're ovulating.
Oh. Take off knickers, you're ovulating. Very good. And there's something over here that people got very excited about. What was it?
This old knob, yours, obviously.
This old knob. Yours, obviously.
It's like a gift.
In fact, the real answer is thinking of kissing you often.
Aww.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, with KY.
We were all so sexual.
But while Ned nice. Works out the creativity points, we're going to move on to the final round. The final round is the Smash the Patriarchy round. For our final round, we have just one question about a minority group who successfully rose up and managed to overcome their hardships and throw off the yoke of oppression, also known as the Stick It to the Man round. This round may only contain one question, but it's worth double points, so if you are the losing team, this may be your opportunity to stick it to the man. And today only, we're also giving away an actual brick for you to throw at the patriarchy. So, what did 300 Canadian protesters do when a surveillance camera was put on the Canadian-American border? Jamstani.
I think they shaped themselves into letters.
Oh, in the letters of a message?
Yeah, like F off or something. Ah. 300 people, because there was a camera.
They stood in an F off formation.
Yeah.
Yes, Jamstani?
Got naked.
Got naked.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
Stole it. Wombats?
If I know Canadians, and I know them, there will be an elk involved. I'm just going to go
protesters.
One up on Tanya and say naked bareback on an elf.
Oh,
an
my
elk.
God.
Or an elf. Fictitious creatures, moose-like creatures.
Okay, flat pat one, that's your answer.
Yeah, that's our answer.
Hive mind. They mooned it. Oh, that sounds like a buzz from the hive mind. The audience have got behind that, and it is correct. They mooned it in unison.
That was close, though.
I should have took that.
And it's the end of the show.
Oh, no.
The scores, please, Ned.
Jamstani kept it steady with 10 points.
Oh, man.
But it's the taking part that counts and the winning. Flatpak Wombats came in second with 35 points, and Hive Mind won with 50 points.
Oh. Yay! So it's a blue smile to the losers and a pint of everyone's worst enemy for the winners. Please give it up for Ola Falafel, Sarah Bonetto, Bill Azafar, Tanya Moore, Ned Sedgwick in Penance Corner, Mark Hodge on keyboard, you the Hive Mind, I've been Deborah Frances White, good night! You have have been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Frances White. The questions were set by Ned Sedgwick. Music was by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. The producer for The Spontaneity Shop was Tom Selinsky. Thanks to Zoe, Meta, Sally, and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, visit globalpillage.net.
Trump only knackers your orifice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.